Some new information about John Walker is reported in the current issue of Newsweek, most notably that the young American says he once met Osama bin Laden. Walker is the 20-year-old from the San Francisco Bay Area who converted to Islam and turned up in Afghanistan fighting on the side of the Taliban. Michael Isikoff is a Newsweek magazine investigative reporter. And Michael, how was it that Walker would have met with Osama bin Laden?
Well, he has, in his extensive debriefings by U.S. military and FBI agents since his capture on December 2nd, told U.S. authorities that he spent time in a couple of al-Qaeda training camps in which he underwent military and explosives training. And it was during this time that on one occasion, bin Laden came to the camp and John Walker Lind was invited to a small meeting where he met bin Laden.
John Walker Lind is actually his father's name, but he chooses to go by his mother's maiden name, I gather. He would have been quite a celebrity among students at Pakistani madrasas, being an American.
You would think. There's a lot we don't know here, because at this point we're relying mainly on what he has told U.S. authorities, and of course there's not much corroboration or way of checking his account, but it is a pretty remarkable account because he has acknowledged training at bin Laden training camps, meeting bin Laden, and of course then fighting with the Taliban. Now, we do report that at one point, after sort of undergoing what was essentially basic training at the Farouk training camp, he was offered a choice. He could either undergo intensive terrorist training, sort of putting him on a course that could have led him to being another hijacker or another bomber on behalf of bin Laden, or fighting in defense of the Islamic regime of the Taliban. He chose the latter, and that is how it is he ended up where he was eventually found. Now, that may be a mitigating circumstance that his lawyers may eventually argue that he chose not to engage in terrorist activities against Americans, but to fight on behalf of the Taliban against the Northern Alliance, except that given his meeting of bin Laden, given that he has said he understood quite well that he was fighting on behalf of Ansar, a group that, as he explained in the CNN tape, was funded by bin Laden, he would have a hard time arguing that he didn't understand on whose behalf he was fighting.
To hear you tell it, Michael, John Walker is not winning lots of friends and supporters in the Justice Department as he tells stories of how deeply involved he was in training with people at al-Qaeda. Has he told them things? Has he been helpful, from what you've heard, in such a way that might earn him some points back? That is, has he identified anyone else, for example?
I do not get a sense he's won many points at this stage. He seems to be quite willing to talk about his experiences. How helpful it's going to be to U.S. officials at this point, as they want to prosecute top al-Qaeda people, after all, John Walker clearly was not, is unclear at this point, because, again, there's not much corroboration for what he's saying. But if he's taken at face value, he could at least place some top al-Qaeda people in terrorist training camps at certain times that may have some marginal utility if U.S. officials get hold of these people and then they want to prosecute them in military tribunals. But that would have to be weighed against the other evidence that the U.S. government already has versus the real desire on the part of many people to prosecute and make an example of John Walker.
Michael Isikoff, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you for having me.
Michael Isikoff is an investigative reporter for Newsweek magazine.